Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 25, we head to Singapore to discover one of the city's most eccentric buildings, Parkview Square. Monocle's edits editor, Josh Fennetz, takes us on a tour of this Gothic tower.
It's another sweltering day in Singapore. You're standing on busy Victoria Street with your back to Bugis MRT station. As you emerge from the underground terminal, located between the city's financial district and cosmopolitan Rocher, you'll see one of Singapore's most distinctive buildings. Set against the haze of the midday sky is Parkview Square, or, to unmask its unofficial nickname, the Batman Building. It's known as such for its resemblance to a tower taken whole from Gotham City, the fictive Art Deco metropolis and a playground of comic book favourite Batman, the alter ego of the benevolent billionaire Bruce Wayne. As you cross Victoria Street, wait for the green light, remember, you're still in Singapore, you'll approach the building's imposing sculpture-filled courtyard, an Italianate affair studded with bronzes of Plato, Socrates and Sun Tzu, among others. Approach the rear of the 26-storey office block, and there's a monument of a vast golden crane, rearing skywards and facing towards Beijing. This signifies the late owner's allegiance to China. Completed in 2002, the building was the last major project by the late Mr. C.S. Huang, a Taiwanese property tycoon and the chairman of the Chiao Hua Group. The building was his passion, a dying wish to leave his mark on his beloved Singapore. Completed with unquestionably high aspirations and quality materials, think marble and granite everywhere, albeit to a taste that some may describe as eclectic, while others may call it dubious. The monumental tower block is a pastiche of Art Deco and Gothic influences, completed in a sandy yellow hue, and inspired by a frieze of two workers within London's Battersea Power Station, an iconic building once owned by the Huang family business. Despite looking much older, the Batman building itself was erected by the US firm James Adams Design in 2002, with the help of local practice DP Architects. Another obvious architectural reference is the 1920s Channin Building in Midtown Manhattan. But other than that, there are few precedents for such a structure, particularly here in Singapore. The style is almost completely at odds with the many cheap and cheerful high-rises built over the past half century by the Housing Development Board, and too from the glass and steel skyscrapers, which cluster around the downtown core. Although located outside of the traditional CBD, the 15 years since construction have seen the financial district slowly stretch to include this architectural outlier and turn it into one of the city's most expensive and sought-after office spaces. Residents today number the embassies of Oman, the Emirates, Austria and Mongolia, and renters can plan their open-plan spaces without working around columns thanks to the tower's external support structures. There's also, we're assured, a very favourable feng shui to tempt potential tenants. Current operator Vicky Huang is a bright, energetic and entrepreneurial sort, who is also the grandfather of the man who built it. She hired a grandmaster to assure the building's energy was up to scratch. Cue the removal of a south-facing fountain and the erecting of a few celestial beasts to boost a better energy flow. But many Singaporeans know this building best for its bar, a high-ceilinged Art Deco affair with 140 covers, which closed this August for refurbishment and is expected to open anew this December. With its scorching climate, limited resources and finite land, Singapore is an architect's dream canvas for creative problem-solving. But that's not why the Batman building is charming. Instead, Parkview Square speaks to the island nation's unprecedented history of economic success over the past half century of nationhood. It speaks to an itinerant businessman that was charmed to stay here by the opportunity, commerce and competition the island afforded. The Batman building is a comfortingly odd monument to a benign and eccentric billionaire. A heartwarming take on property development that's kitsch and comic book in equal measure.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Josh Fennett for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.